Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You know, Canada makes a lot of movies. The Oscar season might be over, but the Canadian Screen Awards are on at the end of March with lots of great nominees, including Les Salopes, The Drawer Boy, What Walla Wants, The Grizzlies, and The Hummingbird Project, which I'm reviewing today. And for a look at next year's possible winners, the Canadian Film Fest will be showing a dozen brand new movies starting on Tuesday. So this week I'm looking at three new Canadian movies about people blazing new trails. There's a man in Toronto following a path to Mars, another man constructing a straight line from Kansas to Wall Street, and locals in northern Quebec trying to block strange outsiders from entering their town. Ghost Town Anthology, or Répertoire des Villes Disparues, written and directed by Denis Côté. Irénée-des-Neiges is a mining town in northern Quebec whose mine was shut down. So the population is steadily decreasing and young people are moving south. So when Simon Dubé, one of the few young men left in the town, dies in a strange car crash, everyone is devastated. His mom, played by José Deschênes, and little brother Jimmy, played by Robert Naylor, are hit especially hard. Was it an accident, a suicide, or something else? Whatever the cause, it seems to spark a change in attitude in this dying town. The mayor, Simone Smallwood, played by Diane Lavallée, reassures everyone that while it's a sad event, the town will survive. We are a place for the living. We'll never be a ghost town. But Jimmy tells his best friend André, played by Rémi Goulet, that his dead brother is communicating with him when they go to the shack where the coffin is stored till spring. That's because you can't dig graves in the winter way up north. Adzel, played by Larissa Corriveau, a gawky young woman prone to paranoia, is sure she hears strange noises late at night. Then there's Lulu and Robert, a pair of retired busybodies who think there might be wolves in the woods. Pierre and Camille, the attractive rich couple who own the local restaurant, see the shrinking of the town as a good thing. Maybe they can renovate abandoned houses. When a grief counselor comes up from Montreal wearing a hijab, no less, the mayor sends her packing. We can take care of ourselves. We don't like outsiders, she says. But the outsiders keep coming, different outsiders, including strange little kids wearing felt masks and Peruvian ponchos. Who are these people and what do they want? Are they real or just a hallucination? And when things turn really strange, the town has to make a decision. Move away or get rid of these unusual outsiders with help from other outsiders who are more like them. Ghost Town Anthology is an eerie look at history, kinship, and mourning in small town Quebec. It's also about the xenophobia and fear of strangers that continues long after secularism has replaced Catholicism as the official religion there. Shot in beautiful, grainy 60mm film, this movie embraces the coldness and gray skies of Canadian winter. Good acting, great acting, consistently surprising story. Denis Côté continues his flirtation with magic realism in this very unusual film. Interesting movie. I like this one. It wears you down. Red Rover, directed by Shane Belcourt. Damon, played by Christian Brune, is a failed man. He's a geologist at a mining firm in Toronto's financial district, but his MBA boss, Brad, steals his research and treats him like dirt. His ex-girlfriend, Beatrice, played by Megan Heffern, dumps him the day he proposes, pushing him into the basement of the house they share. Now he's forced to listen to her, his ex-girlfriend, having sex with Mark, played by Morgan David Jones, a narcissistic yoga instructor from Australia she's shacked up with. Damon is just a pudgy, depressed introvert who wallows in his own misery. His only pastime is searching for treasure on the beaches with a metal detector. But everything changes when he runs into a woman dressed in a spacesuit, dancing in the sands. Phoebe, played by Kara G, is a singer-songwriter who is everything he is not, joyful, hopeful, and full of life. She's currently promoting Red Rover, a program to send a few people to settle on the planet Mars. Yep, Mars. It's sponsored by Gopi, a billionaire, who says he'll choose the best applicants from the hundreds of thousands who apply. So she says she's going to help Damon win this trip. And as they go through the process, they're gradually drawn to each other. Is it love or just a fling? Can Damon ever regain his self-confidence? And is he really going to fly to Mars? Shot in Toronto, Red Rover is a lighthearted rom-com with an unusual science fiction twist. It's full of people telling stories and singing songs, and Kara G, the female lead, is appealing as his quirky love interest. Hummingbird Project, written and directed by Kim Nguyen. Vinny Zaleski, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is a young guy full of spit and vinegar. He works with his cousin, the nerdy and neurotic Anton Zaleski, played by Alexander Skarsgård, who's a computer programmer. They work at a Wall Street investment firm headed by the canny Eva, played by Salma Hayek. She keeps a close watch of all her employees. But Vinny has a grand vision to build a fiber optic line stretching directly from the Kansas City Stock Exchange to Wall Street. By sending data a few milliseconds faster than anyone else, basically the speed of one flap of a hummingbird's wings, he could make billions of dollars on stock trades because he'll be the first one to do it. But the project is enormous. It involves digging a tunnel through mountains, under rivers, in an absolute straight line with thousands or tens of thousands of tiny land purchases, just the width of the cable, all along the way. Well, he finds a secret investor from New Jersey to pay for it and an engineer, Mark Vega, played by Michael Mando, to do the physical planning and hundreds of others to do the actual digging. They're working against time. Anton has to change the programs to speed up the transmission. The investor has to keep investing because they need the money to do it. And Vinny himself is postponing a potentially life-saving surgery to bring the project in on schedule. But can they complete the project in time and overcome all the obstacles along the way? Okay, the Hummingbird Project is a look at the importance of the small town local obstacles that can stand in the way of huge projects and the burning ambition needed to complete something like this. Wonderfully shot in the forests and mountain ranges with lots of back plows and giant helicopters and sputtering drills all on the way. Sometimes touching, sometimes tender story of an impossible dream. Jesse Eisenberg is great as Vinny and Skarsgård is unrecognizable as Anton. Don't get me wrong, I like this movie's energy and ambition and passion. It just seemed to me at times that this meandering story is just an excuse for showing cool scenery and hard hats. Ghost Town Anthology opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Hummingbird Project opens across Canada in 1 week. And Red Rover is the opening night feature at the Canadian Film Fest next Tuesday night. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.